Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is March 24th, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So today I'm going to do sort of a brief podcast on a specific issue that I think is very, very important to address. And that, of course, as you can see on your screen, has to do with the SCARE event. So I wanted to provide a little bit of commentary, a little bit of context to this overall conversation, because obviously there's a lot of misinterpretation and there is a lot of confusion. And quite frankly, there's a lot of disinformation being spread about this entire concept. And of course, the people like myself who are doing the very best that we can to try to prepare people for what we might face in the very near future. Now, if you remember, if you go back to the beginning of when I started my channel, if you've been listening to me for that long, but even if you haven't and you're a relatively new listener, or you came in maybe somewhere in the middle of my 2-year run so far, maybe you should go back and listen to my first podcast. It really was only about a 10-minute video. But in that video, as I introduced myself to the world, I made it very, very clear that I am just an ordinary American. I am not an insider. I do not have any specific expertise or background that puts me in a position to provide you with any information that is unique that you aren't going to hear or find elsewhere. What I do is I look at all the information out there, all of the open source information, and I do the very best that I can to provide you with high quality analysis that's based upon my opinion. That is, of course, based upon my research. It's not just some off-the-cuff opinion that I throw out there that doesn't have anything to back it up. And specifically, I back my opinions and my analysis up not only with sources that I happen to believe are very credible, but really the source of all of my information ties back to the Q drops. So whenever I offer thoughts or interpretation of this SCARE event, there are a lot of people out there who surprisingly act as if I'm making all of this stuff up. I get people accusing me of spreading fear porn, of spreading disinformation. I get all types of criticism leveraged at me. And on the one hand, I understand and I accept that criticism because, well, if you accept the good things that are going to happen to you in life, you have to also accept the bad. Take the bitter with the better, as they say. And certainly, this has been an overall amazing experience for me. I've met people, actually haven't really met them in real life, but certainly I've connected with people who have changed my life. And certainly I hope to meet all of you one day. And I have to preface this by saying that really the vast majority of my audience, I think probably already understands innately some of the things that I'm about to say. But I think because I've seen such an uptick in negativity, especially as we get closer and closer to this SCARE event, and as time has passed, I've experienced more and more of it myself, that it's very important to address some very key points. So I think we need to get a couple of things straight. Now, I obviously did not concoct this idea of a SCARE event or a near-death experience. I'm not the one who coined those terms. I'm not the one who invented these concepts. I'm not the one who came up with the idea or the term precipice of destruction, none of it. And like I said before, if you follow my channel, you know that I simply do the best that I can to present different plausible scenarios that it's based upon open sourced information that's already out there. And I'm always very clear about where I get my information from. And when I do make a mistake, like I did last weekend, I promptly correct that. I'm not trying to pass anything off as my own. I'm trying to be as open and as honest with my audience as I possibly can while still maintaining my own private life, maintaining my own anonymity that's largely predicated upon maintaining the safety and security of my family and my ability to provide for my family. So you can take that however you will, but let's get really to the main point here. Q told us that a SCARE event was necessary. Not only that, how many times have we seen Trump get on TV, especially recently, and repeatedly announce to the world that we are being led to the brink of nuclear war. And it's not even as if we need Trump to tell us that, or Putin to tell us that, or Xi Jinping to tell us that, or fake Biden to tell us that. We can see the wheels turning. We can understand the rhetoric. We see where this is headed, and we understand that this is how the enemy operates. They always are trying to engineer conflict on a global scale in order to elude justice. I think that's just about as obvious as it can be. And all of the rhetoric that we see from both sides, the White Hats and the cabal, both sides of this conflict have been steadily escalating this rhetoric about nuclear war. And just last night, I was referencing a Wall Street Journal article as a prime example about how basically all of the treaties have been more or less left in the dust. And the only one that was remaining is very shortly to be left in the dust. And now all of a sudden it's nuclear proliferation again, it's arms races again. And obviously, this is setting the stage for what Q told us was going to happen, or what Q hinted was going to happen. And not only that, Trump, as I said, and many other leaders out there, especially those who we assume to be on our side, like Putin and Xi Jinping, are also pointing in this direction. But let's talk a little bit about the Q drops, because quite honestly, folks, this entire movement, not just my podcast, but this entire movement was based upon Q and the information that Q started putting out in 2017. And so I think it's probably useful for us to go back and to look at some of these examples and to point some of these things out for people out there who want to leverage criticism, not just at myself, but at any other truther out there, any other podcaster out there, any other individual who's coming from a good place and is doing the very best they can, not only to provide analysis, but also at an even deeper level to try to prepare people mentally for what we might face. And I understand that these things are really upsetting. Do you think that I really am looking forward to a near-death experience? Do you think I'm looking forward to experiencing the precipice of destruction or some sort of a nuclear false flag event? Folks, I have a family. I have children. I don't have any special protection. I don't get to run into some underground base. And people, you know, oftentimes they point the finger and it's as if they think that I am just putting all this out there to scare everyone for my own selfish reasons. And, you know, people can make up their own minds about me. I mean, I'm not here to solicit people's belief, okay? If you resonate with my work, if you resonate with my voice, if you believe in me, if you trust in me, then I am eternally grateful for that. And I have to say, God bless each and one and every one of you who do, because you've changed my life. You just heard me talk about it on my coffee chat last weekend. Every time I talk about how much my audience means to me, I get emotional. But the truth of the matter is, folks, is that, again, I didn't make up any of this information. And I spend hours and hours of my time trying to produce the best possible analysis, the best podcast that I can. Time that is taken away from my family, time that's taken away, quite frankly, if you want to know the truth, from my regular job, my full-time job that provides a vast majority of my income. I'm not getting rich from doing this. I'm not in this for the views. I'm not in this for the clicks. I'm not in this for the subscribers or the fame. I don't want that type of attention. I'm a very private person. I'm also very humbled over the fact that my show continues to grow. I never expected that would happen. But I think it's very important for me to just remind folks. But let's talk about some of these examples that came directly, these quotes directly from the Q drops that are pointing toward a nuclear event, that are pointing toward various different things that are very upsetting, the same things that myself and many other people in this community, quite frankly, and I think I probably can speak for a lot of people out there who are in my position, who are doing the best they can, who get attacked for putting out analysis and information when we're doing the best possible analysis that we can to try to prepare people for what might be coming. And I always say, folks, you know, I'm not telling you anything is going to happen 100%. I'm telling you what my view is, what my opinion is. And again, I'm not soliciting anybody's belief. But let's talk about some of these, okay? Red October. Here's a good example. Red October has been referenced by Q. And there have been several drops which have referenced Iran, the Iran nuclear deal. There have been several drops that have referenced North Korea as a nuclear threat and the whole concept of denuclearization. But Red October certainly has multiple different meanings, but I think all of us understand this is in part a direct reference to the film, The Hunt for Red October, which involved a rogue nuclear submarine. And of course, we have the Russian submarine, the Poseidon, or that might be the name of the, I think it was the Belgrade was the name of the sub, but it has the Poseidon nuclear torpedo on board. So I talked about that. But you know something? That's not the only example. I have a whole list here, and it's, by the way, it's not exhaustive. I just went on the Q post today. I went and just did a little bit of brief research, and this is what I came up with, just to prove a point. Okay? Post 618 and post 1241 both make direct reference to a nuclear standoff. Post 50 references miniaturized nuclear weapons. Post 1245 has the quote in it, rogue nuclear states. Post 1646 has the quote, nuclear alerts malfunction. Post 570 references, quote, installation of WMDs and the risk of EMP. Post 521, very famous one, scare necessary event. Do you trust the U.S. military? Do you trust the chain of command? Have faith. We are in control, patriots. And that post right there, I think, can sum up a lot of the backing for the arguments or supports a lot of the arguments that I've made in general. Yes, we do need a scare event. Q told us that we need a scare event. So it mystifies me why when I talk about it, when I put out this information, when I talk about a nuclear false flag event, when I talk about the necessity to have a scare event, to shake people out of their apathy and their cynicism, somehow I become the bad guy. Somehow people want to point at me and say that I'm being negative, or that I'm spreading disinformation, or that I'm spreading fear porn. But the fact of the matter is, folks, is that all I'm doing, again, is basing my analysis on what Q told us was going to happen. And let's move on to a few more examples. Post 4414 references a central communications blackout in the continental U.S. Post 2298, quote, expect comms blackout attempt. Now, this, I believe, was in reference to Trump's Twitter account, but just like all of the Q posts, it has multiple different meanings. Post 1440, quote, blackout necessary, a week to remember. Let's look at some other ones. Post 720, quote, do people believe EMS/EBS activations blackouts are simply a coincidence? Post 4951, sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. That seems like a pretty clear reference to a near-death experience to me. And then, of course, we have post 88 and post 97 talking about the 10 days of darkness. Post 370 says clock started, 10 days. Post 426, how did North Korea suddenly have miniaturized nukes? Post 437 and 438, which are identical posts of Fox News articles that are about miniaturized nukes, aka tactical nukes. And then, of course, there's the whole shock event. Post 928 and post 3915 have the quote in it, the truth will shock the world. Post 3728, the enormity of what's coming will shock the world. Post 1538, quote, shock and awe. And so this is just a sampling, folks. And the reason that I bring this up is because, quite frankly, it gets to be a bit much sometimes when you realize how often you're being taken out of context, how often you're being attacked for simply conveying information that's already out there, that not only is already out there, but it's also information, as I said before, that really we base this entire movement on. The Q plan to save the world. And if you're listening to my show and you're actually listening to it for the right reasons and you're not here just to, you know, to be a troll, and I think that's probably the case for a vast, vast majority of people that I'm speaking to right now, I think you could probably agree with me that when I'm making these types of statements based upon what Q has told us is going to happen, I shouldn't be the one being criticized for that. I mean, I get that all of us are tired. I get that many people out there are afraid. I get that all of us are frustrated. All of us are angry at varying different levels. We've had our expectations built up only to be disappointed many times. And quite frankly, folks, I think I've talked about that more than just about any other podcaster out there. I've been honest and open about it, about how we feel about this experience of being disappointed, about the emotional aspects and the psychological aspects and the emotional roller coaster that we've been on. I don't shy away from it. But I also, you know, I mean, I also understand, you know, by virtue of my decision to put my voice out there, that I tacitly agreed to opening myself up to criticism. But in light of all the examples that I just went over, it mystifies me that certain people still want to accuse myself and others of spreading fear porn. And they want to attack the people who are doing the best that they can to try to spread the truth, to try to spread this message. And so when people do this, quite frankly, folks, I haven't really said much about it. For the most part, I just let people say what they want to say, and they can criticize me. I don't have a problem with being criticized as long as folks are respectful about it and as long as I can sense that they're coming from the right place. If you have some criticism, if you want to suggest that I maybe rethink something or look at it from a different perspective or if I'm wrong about something, I'm not above being corrected, folks. But one thing I certainly will not tolerate is people taking my message and twisting it out of context and going in the comments and just deciding to spread disinformation based upon what I'm saying. That I simply will not allow. Now, if you think that that is somehow a betrayal of the concept of freedom of speech, because that's another thing that I've been accused of. Oh, well, you deleted comments. Or, oh, you blocked such and such a person. So, you know, you're a hypocrite. You don't believe in free speech. Well, guess what? That's not what free speech is, folks. You have every right to say whatever you want about me, whatever you want about any other truther out there. You have the right to express your opinion. However, I also have the right to react appropriately to what you express. And if you want to come on my page and you want to post all types of disinformation and take the things out of, that I say out of context, or just blatantly insult me or my guests on my show, I have every right to remove that comment. That's not what freedom of speech is. You don't get to just say whatever you want without consequence. You can say it, but that doesn't mean that it has to be accepted. Not only that, my comment page, or my page on Rumble, or my page on BitChute, or Podbean, or Truth Social, or Telegram, this is specifically for my digital family. I don't have to put up with that nonsense on my page. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Now, certainly, in the public square, you have the right to say whatever you want. You can go and start your own Rumble channel. You can start your own BitChute channel. You can go on Podbean and create your own podcast, and you can dedicate your entire show to bad-mouthing me if you want to. That's freedom of speech. But you don't get to come on my page inside of my house amongst my family and spread all types of lies and disinformation, especially at a time when we know that that's exactly what the enemy is trying to do. They're trying to rip us apart. They're trying to take away this momentum that humanity is building toward unification. And, you know, the truth is that I never really know who these people are out there who are making these comments. And sure, a lot of them are trolls. But I've seen enough of this where I felt like it was finally necessary for me to point out what should be obvious to everyone. I'm not coming up with these ideas. I'm simply conveying open source information. I'm providing analysis on that information. And you can decide whether or not you want to resonate with it. And you know, in the broader picture here, folks, about this scare event, a lot of people out there, they just simply don't want to accept that this is what's coming. They think that it's a distraction. They think that it's disinformation. They think that it's fear porn, on and on and on. But if that's what your perspective is, then clearly you're not paying very close attention, or you don't really take all that seriously, the Q drops. And if that's the case, then chances are my work is not going to resonate with you. And that's just the thing. You know, I wish, folks, that every single podcast that I put out would resonate with everyone in the same way. And quite frankly, you know, there are some people that I've gotten to know very well who 9 times out of 10, when I put out a show, they love it. But then when I say something that maybe they don't agree with, maybe they don't exactly see eye to eye with me, or they think that, you know, my perspective is off, they go into attack mode. And this is the exact type of mindset that we need to transcend, that we need to come together, folks, and we need to recognize that as long as we continue to cater to our baser instincts like that, as long as we are willing to just attack one another and demonize one another for simply having a difference of opinion, a different perspective. I mean, it's one thing if you've identified someone or you think somebody is controlled opposition, you think somebody is the enemy. Well, that's one thing. But if that's what you think of me, then you shouldn't be on my channel. You shouldn't be listening to me. Unless you're a troll who's specifically there, you know, to do what trolls do. But, you know, it's gotten to the point where, I mean, and I've talked about division within the Patriot community before. I've talked about infiltration in the community many times. And, you know, there were times when I got into, I remember when, you know, the big topic was the feud between Lynn Wood and General Flynn. And there were people who came out on either side. And, you know, I was trying to sort of navigate and figure all that out. And then there were, you know, there have been other times where Juan O'Savin was attacked, and I, you know, felt like it was necessary to kind of, you know, at least voice my opinion on the matter. But for the most part, I steer clear of all this infighting. Because quite frankly, I don't really know. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, folks, I'm a part of this community like all of you are, but I haven't really met any of these people face to face. I don't know for sure, for certain, who anybody really is. And I get that, you know, and I understand that, you know, that works both ways. So a lot of people listen to me, they hear my analysis, and they think, whoa, that guy's just some slick, you know, deep state propaganda or whatever. That's fine. If that's your opinion, that's fine. But the point is that if you actually are a patriot, if you actually care about this movement, if you actually care about ascension, if you really care about the Great Awakening, if you care about humanity and our unification, then what you should do, instead of spending your time criticizing me or criticizing anybody else out there, you should listen to other voices that you resonate with. And you should leave this negativity behind. You know, this is one of the things that Gene Decode talked about during our last interview, and he's talked about it a lot. There have been other people as well who have talked about this concept, because it's very important. If you don't like a person's message, for whatever reason, then move on. But remember, what defiles you is what comes out of your mouth. And so if you're out there and you're constantly just spewing negativity around, and at the same time you think that you're a patriot, at the same time you think that you're about ascension, you're about truth, you're about transcending this enemy paradigm, you better think again, because that's exactly where they want us. You are playing directly in to their plan to put all types of speed bumps and spike strips on the road so that we don't ever actually come together. And that any type of momentum that we start to build gets derailed. Yeah, they're derailing lots of things right now. But folks, this is a very, very important topic, and I'm not going to belabor it any longer than is necessary. But like I said, this is something that it's not like it just simply was an annoyance of mine that I felt like I just wanted to come on here and to vent about. This has been something that I've been really, quite frankly, suppressing the desire to raise as an issue for quite some time, because I know that it's going to be met with mixed reviews, and there's going to be a lot of people out there who perhaps listen to this and get rubbed the wrong way. And that's, you know, like I say, I mean, anything that I put out, I've learned, if there's one thing I've learned from podcasting, no matter what you put out there, someone's going to take it the wrong way. Someone's going to misinterpret it. But I'm talking really now to the people out there in my audience, the vast majority, who are the salt of the earth people. And I think that we need to start really making this more of a focal point of rejecting this negativity and rejecting all of this infighting and not playing into it. You see, that's the thing. I mean, that's the reason why I never, you want to know why I never respond to people who troll me? You want to know why I just delete them? Because I mean, the way I look at it, it's just like taking out the garbage. I'd rather just not see it there. I'm not going to engage with people who are there to spread negativity, who are there to spread disinformation, who are there specifically to try to break up the unity that's happening inside of our digital family. But I don't respond to them also for another reason, because I know when you respond to negativity, it just breeds more of it. Now, sure, I know there's going to be a lot of troll comments on this, and that's okay. But I'm talking to the people out there in my audience who I truly love. And I'm urging all of you to rise above what these negative people are trying to do. They're trying to bring the frequency down. They're trying to drag down all of us to their level. And that's part of our programming. That's part of the whole MKUltra system of basically trying to cater to the lowest common denominator. And we somehow get sucked into that because, you know, we were born into this world where ego was really at the seat of the soul. I talked about this, I think it was on TruthStream earlier in the week. And those guys are great, by the way. I can't wait to go back on there. It was a great conversation. But, you know, it also, you know, dovetails with something else that you hear me talking a lot about. And this is, in some ways, kind of partially what I was referring to when I've had these previous talks without actually getting into the specifics of what I'm talking about now, which is the idea that the Great Awakening only happens if all of us do the internal work on ourselves. And by the way, folks, I'm not suggesting that I'm some sort of ascended master here. I mean, if you think for one second that I'm any less human than any of you, think again. I'm a human being just like everyone else. So when I read negative comments, when I see, you know, people attacking my work, of course it affects me. Of course I have an emotional response to it. And yes, most of the time I just brush past it and I just move on, just like I will after this video and any other video that comes down the road, because I recognize it's not about me. This is bigger than just me. But that's the message that I'm trying to convey to all of us, is that this entire Great Awakening, everything that we're going through right now, is bigger than us. And in order for us to actually achieve it, we have to do the work on ourselves. We have to look inward. And it's a very simple matter. I mean, you know, God gave us the ability to choose. We have free will. And that, by the way, applies very much to whether or not we gravitate toward positivity or negativity. Yes, I talk about certain aspects of things that can be construed as negative. Hey, I'll admit it. I've even gone through periods in my podcasting journey when I've got sucked in to that negative energy, because I recognize how easy it is when we're tired, when we're afraid, when we're confused, when we're angry, how easy it is to get sucked into that negativity and start pointing the finger at everyone else and acting as if inside of our own community that we're each other's enemies. In the end, the people who are here for the wrong reasons are going to get exposed. Everything that's in the darkness is going to be dragged into the light. Of course, that the Bible tells us that as well. And we're seeing that start to happen. So I have complete faith that whoever these infiltrators are on various different levels, they're all going to be exposed in the end. And I know I ain't going to be one of them because I know who I am and I know what I stand for. I know what I believe in and I know what my heart is. But I also know that I still have a lot of work to do on myself. All of us have a lot of programming that we have to deprogram from. All of us have to learn to not be sucked into this negativity, to not allow your ego and the idea of being right. I mean, it's like you've heard 107 talk about it. You can be right, you can also be dead right. And that's not what this is all about. Yes, the Great Awakening is about this, the discovery of truth. Yes, it's about getting justice for what was done and what's been done to us. Yes, I understand all those things. But a major aspect of that is that we, in the process, can't just simply be waiting for a med bed to do all of our healing for us. God put us in this position so that we could experience this emotional tempest, this psychological storm of all this disinformation and have us have to grapple with all of these uncomfortable emotions and feelings and all of these infiltrators and all of these enemy attacks. You think he put us in this position for no reason? Or do you think that he put us in this position so that we could transcend it? Do you think he wanted us to get sucked into all this negativity? Or did he want us to learn to rise above it? Because that's what ascension is really all about. And so my message today, folks, is that each and every one of us out there have to do a lot of soul searching as we move forward. Because if you think that it's somehow going to get less bumpy in the near future, if you think that it's going to, you know, that your level of fear, that your level of anxiety and frustration and anger and disappointment, the same feelings that all of us have been contending with, if you think in the near future that that's going to get any easier before we get to the other side of the storm, you better think again. And if we're going to get to the other side of this storm, and we have to, because the entire future of our species depends upon it, and I do believe it's divinely ordained, so I believe it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen until God's not going to move on behalf of humanity and show his hand and liberate us and deliver us from evil until we turn our back on that very same mindset. Negativity breeds negativity. And all of us have a part to play. So hopefully you folks will listen to this message and hopefully you'll take it in the right spirit and understand what it is that I'm trying to convey. Again, I fully expect that some people are going to do what they always do. But for people out there who really do care about this movement, who really do care about humanity, take a second to forget about what the truth is for a moment. Take a second to forget about the arrests and the justice and the military tribunals and all of the disclosure and all the things that we normally talk about. And ask yourself, am I doing everything that I can do to work on myself? Because at the end of the day, folks, this world is a reflection of us. Yes, we've been victimized. Yes, we've been brainwashed. We've been attacked with silent weapons. We've been MK-Ultra'd. We were born into a debt prison. We were born into a world of utter deception. Yes, we've had all the chips stacked against us. I'm not here to suggest anything but. But that doesn't change the fact that God still requires that we look inward and that we turn to him and we turn away from negativity. We turn away from ego and having to be right all the time. I mean, it's like, you know, you win an argument. Sure, it feels good on one level to win an argument, to feel like you're right, to feel like you put someone in their place. But really, has that changed anything? Has that contributed to the world in any way? Is that really pioneering this golden era, this beautiful world that we know is coming? Is that the way to do it? I would argue no. And I would also argue that that world that we're all talking about, you know, you always hear Trump talking about a quantum leap. You hear him talking about the best is yet to come. The golden age, and a half dozen other catchphrases that we've been talking about now for quite some time, for years. But yet at the same time, it oftentimes, you know, we're also complaining, why isn't it happening? Why isn't it happening? What's taking so long? Why aren't they this? Why aren't they that? Instead of asking ourselves, that tough question. How can I change myself? How can I change my approach? How can I be of service? Or to quote President Kennedy, who really was the whole reason for this Q operation that we're now living through. Of course, there are other elements as well, as we all know, but I think it's pretty well agreed upon that the modern Q, the manifestation of the modern Q movement began when our great president, John F. Kennedy, was murdered. And what were his most famous words? Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And if you take that same principle, that same concept, and you apply it to the Great Awakening, folks, you'll understand my message today. All right, everyone, hopefully you appreciated this podcast. I know I've been brief today, but I thought this was a very important topic to discuss. I just want to remind everybody out there in the audience, I love you, each and every one of you. I want the best for all of us. I want the best for humanity. That's why I decided to take a risk. That's why I decided that I was going to dedicate myself to this, because of your reactions, because of your responses, and because I believed in humanity. That's why I've poured countless hours, hundreds and hundreds of pages of notes, thousands of hours of research. And I don't even want to think about how much time I've spent away from my family, from other aspects and interests in my life that I could be doing right now. Instead, I've decided to be of service to all of you. And I'm not asking for a pat on the back. I'm not asking for any adulation. But what I'm suggesting is here is that's the exact type of spirit that all of us need to have. We need to look inward. And that's ultimately what's going to set us free. All right, folks. Thank you for listening. God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon with another report. I've got SG Anon coming on the show tomorrow. Very excited to get his take on recent developments. So until then, God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.